My name is Kendall Frazier, and I'm the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the oldest and largest national association of cattlemen. I'm honored to provide you with our perspective on the importance of the North American Free Trade Agreement and the risk we face that the U.S. beef industry is saddled with changes to NAFTA that may jeopardize our current access to Canada and Mexico. According to USDA, the U.S. beef industry consists today of around 900,000 cattle and calf operations, a national herd size of about 100 million head of cattle, accounting for roughly $67.5 billion in annual farm gate receipts. In 2016, our industry sold over $6.3 billion in beef products around the world, with exports alone accounting for over $300 per head for every fed steer and heifer. NCBA strongly supports NAFTA because the terms of NAFTA developed Canada and Mexico into two very important export markets for U.S. beef. While there may be calls from other segments of agriculture and other industries to update or renegotiate the terms of NAFTA, we strongly encourage our negotiators to focus their efforts on those specific areas and leave alone the terms of NAFTA that have greatly benefited the U.S. beef and cattle industry. Quite frankly, it is difficult to improve upon duty-free, unlimited access to Canada and Mexico, and we are pleased to see that USTR announced its support for continued reciprocal duty-free access. Even still, our message remains the same. Please do no harm and do not jeopardize our access. On average, Canada and Mexico have been two of our top five export markets with approximately $1 billion each in annual sales. While Canada has been a high-value market for muscle cuts, Mexico has proven to be an excellent market for things like skirts, tongues, and other cuts that Americans find less desirable. Now, opponents of NAFTA try to paint a dark picture of uneven beef trade, saying NAFTA has been our downfall for over 20 years. Opponents pin all our problems on NAFTA, but they fail to acknowledge other key factors that our industry has faced, like a BSE case in 2003, severe drought that caused beef and cattle shortages, the strength of the U.S. dollar, and the continuation of tax policies that encourage the breakup of multi-generational cattle operations. Simply put, opponents view NAFTA as a zero-sum game and fail to consider important factors such as our incredible growth in global exports and the value that exports bring to all segments of our industry. This view is a great disservice to all producers. In addition, the NCBA strongly opposes any attempts to use NAFTA as a vehicle to resurrect failed policies of the past, such as mandatory country of origin labeling, also known as COOL. COOL was a U.S. law for over 6 years and failed to deliver on its promises to build consumer confidence and add value to our products. Instead, COOL resulted in a long battle at the World Trade Organization, with the United States facing the promise of more than $1 billion in retaliatory tariffs from Mexico and Canada unless COOL was repealed. Canada and Mexico still have the authority to retaliate against the United States if COOL is brought back into effect, and rest assured they will retaliate against us if necessary. We encourage you to build on the success that current NAFTA provisions have given U.S. beef producers. And I thank you for asking me to appear this morning.